Hey, it's Joe. Welcome back. Just want to let you know where you can find me on Instagram. I'm at Joe Ryan on the web, joeryan.com. If you're struggling and you're trying to work through your false self, your family system role, trying to get unstuck, I do offer coaching. That's at joeryan.com/coaching. If you want to find all my social, YouTube, Twitter, all that other fun stuff, you can go to joeryan.com/links. What do we fear most? It's our own emotions, our own reactions to situations, the lack of self-trust and self-confidence in ourselves. There are parts of us that we had to cut off. Feelings, emotions, reactions that we just weren't allowed to have. And without having your full range of emotions, that leaves you on guard because you don't feel protected. You don't have everything you need to survive well in this world. Until we can incorporate the parts of us that we've cut off, we're going to be living an on guard life, empty of peace and serenity. We're always on guard so that we never feel unprotected. We don't know how to protect ourselves because we don't know the parts of us that we cut off. If you weren't allowed to have anger when you were growing up, whenever you feel anger as an adult, you are going to have a body-mind reaction. And you're going to be in conflict because there's a part of you that's going to feel your anger. And your anger is your protection. But if you weren't allowed to have that protection, you are going to question your feelings. Because in your cells, in your subconscious, they are trying to protect you from the memory they have of your past. When you get angry, there's a conflict that happens inside. You want to react with appropriate anger, but you also have a fear of what's going to happen if you express that anger. That's the part that's cut off. That part needs to be felt and expressed in a healthy way. Whenever we get close to the parts of us that cut off in our everyday life, that is a good place to start. That is the parts of you that are cut off that are screaming at you to pay attention. But if we fear it so much, how do we pay attention to it? Because all we've done our entire lives is avoid it. That's when you have to pause at that trigger response. When you are triggered, it can feel like somebody just put a gun to your head. Try having a gun put to your head and not reacting with fear. That's what we have to do. When we have that trauma response, we can't attach to it. We can't fight it. We can't run from it. We can't push it away. We have to just sit there like there's a gun to our head and feel what that feels like. The first time somebody puts a gun to your head, you are going to be terrified. The 37th time, your body is naturally going to know how the 36 times before this went, and you've managed to work it through. When we just avoid those trauma responses by pushing back, blaming, withdrawing, we don't learn anything. We need to sit with those feelings. We need to process them. We need to accept them. We need them to allow them to be. We need to forgive ourselves for cutting them off, and we have to grieve the loss of those emotions for however long they've been gone. Blaming ourselves or blaming somebody else for our emotions, our feelings, our fears, the things that we can't deal with in ourselves, just leaves us in that victim role. Every time we blame somebody for our trauma responses, we are giving away all our power, all our self-control to somebody else. It's nobody else's responsibility on this planet to alter who they are so that you are not triggered. If I blame somebody for a trigger response, I become a helpless victim again because I'm taking no responsibility for my own self and my own being. I understand that this is the way of the world, everybody blaming everybody else. And I have a lot of people to blame for a lot of things in my life if I choose to do so. And I did for a long time. And I just stayed a victim. I never learned how to start surviving until I took responsibility for my own emotions. It was so easy. It was such a way out. It is so much harder to do the work, to feel the feelings that you are terrified to feel, to sit with them, to not blame another human being. Whatever has happened in our lives up to this point, we can't change it. If I was sitting around at a family party and somebody swung a bat and broke my leg, they could say they're sorry. It's not going to change the fact that I have a broken leg. I'm the one that has to wear the cast. I am the one that has to walk on crutches. I am the one that has to put up with the healing. I have to emotionally make myself okay that I'm not going to be able to play baseball this season. Whatever I lost from getting hit and breaking a leg, the other person can be as sorry as they want. It is not going to change the fact that I need to do the work to heal and make myself okay with what happened. I could sit on the couch and just blame them. It's not going to help me one bit. And it's the same thing with the trauma response. We have to take responsibility. We have to sit with these feelings, as excruciatingly painful as they can be, as terrified as we are of them. I don't want to live my whole life being on guard, afraid of when the next trauma response is going to come. Feeling those feelings is the only way out. It's the only way to heal, and it's the only way to start recovering. It is a slow, long, painful, uncomfortable process. I don't know where you are in your life, but I'm past the midway point. And I'm tired of avoiding them. I'm tired of mood altering. I'm tired of running and trying to stay one step ahead of them. Sitting with them is the only way that I know to make them less intense, less powerful, have less control over me. When you sit with a specific event, specific feelings, and you allow them to be, and they rise up from within you, and you start to experience them fully in your body and your mind, we're teaching ourselves that we can handle it, that we don't have to fear it, that we are going to be okay. The biggest weakness I know within me is not having control over my emotions. Not having control over my emotions has cost me almost everything that was value to me in my life. Intimacy, getting close to people, feeling like I love this person, but on the other hand, terrified that if they walk away, somewhere inside of me, I know that I am not going to be able to handle that abandonment. So I've learned not to get close to people because I can't handle those emotions. What I've started to do, because that's a big crutch for me, is when I feel those abandonment feelings in any relationship, friendship, jobs, intimate relationships, I learn how not to panic. When they come up, my body is screaming to react, to do certain things that I've always done, the same patterns that I've always had that have never worked. So now I sit with that uncomfortable feeling and I become a single parent to myself. I treat myself as if my kid just got broken up with. Somebody broke up with my kid. I would give them the advice. I would love them and care for them in the best way I could, knowing that I could never take their pain away. But I could somehow give them the tools they need to better manage those feelings. I've been really good at doing that for other people in my life. I've never really been good at doing it for myself. I don't look at myself as other people, like I look at other people. I look at myself with a lot less empathy, a lot less compassion than I do other humans. And sitting with these feelings and basically parenting myself and teaching myself that no matter what happens, no matter who comes in my life and who leaves my life, I'm still going to be here for me. And the only way to do that is to sit and feel the things you fear. Because once you don't fear loss as much, life starts to get a lot easier. It's a work in progress. I'll never have it down pat completely, but it's a lot easier of a life sitting with those feelings, learning how to deal with them, than it is reacting to them. Thanks for listening. You can contact me at joeryan.com. Follow me on Instagram at joeryan. And if you want, you can leave us a review on iTunes. That'd be great. All right, take care.